From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the U.S. has to keep focusing on job creation. NPR's Paul Brown tells us that Bernanke tells Congress Fed policies appear to be helping the job market, but he warns that the nation must address its expanding debt and deficits.
Bernanke tells the House Budget Committee that the Fed policy of buying securities from banks to provide more money for lending appears to be helping the economy and the job market without increasing the debt. Republicans say they're still worried about debt. GOP Congressman Scott Garrett of New Jersey asks Bernanke whether he thinks the country can make tough choices, including possible immediate spending cuts and still grow the economy. Bernanke's response:
Well, I'm not certain, and that's why I'm making this case that I hope that people will listen and take seriously the responsibility to address this problem.
Bernanke says long term, the nation must change what he calls an unsustainable fiscal path. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Deep South is enduring the latest wintry blasts. We have more from KOSU's Michael Cross in Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma Department of Transportation is tackling its second winter storm in nearly a week, with 500 trucks spreading more than 130,000 tons of sand and salt. Spokesperson Mills Gocher says the hardest hit areas are in the north central and northeastern parts of the state, which have seen 12 to 20 inches of snow.
We are really combating a lot of blowing snow. Fortunately, it's not sticking too much in the southern part of the state, but up north, you know, we're seeing the drifts again, and our crews are out plowing as much as they possibly can.
The storm is also making its way through Arkansas and heading to Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee. The National Weather Service is issuing wind chill warnings for places behind the system. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Immigration officials are reviewing the status of Chipotle Mexican Grill's workers in Virginia and Washington, D.C. NPR's Jeff Brady says the restaurant chain was already forced to fire hundreds in Minnesota.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement reviewed I-9 forms for Chipotle workers in Minnesota. The forms are used to prove whether someone is eligible to work in the U.S. The agency found some of the I-9s for Chipotle workers suspect, and in December, the company was forced to let go hundreds of its workers in Minnesota. Chipotle has 1,200 employees in the state. Now, immigration officials are focusing on Chipotle restaurants in Virginia and D.C. A spokesman for the Denver-based chain says the review has been disruptive to business and the lives of the employees. Meantime, workers in Minnesota have filed a lawsuit against the company, complaining that those let go were not paid quickly enough. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Still no let-up in protests that have been raging in Egypt for more than 2 weeks now. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 17 points at 12,216. In trading of about 2 billion shares, NASDAQ down 7 at 2,790. This is NPR News. Pakistan's cabinet is dissolving to make way for a smaller cabinet. This as criticism mounts that the body's too big and expensive to accommodate more than 50 members at a time when Pakistan's economy is getting worse. The European Union's budget chief warns France and Germany not to create what he's calling a two-speed Europe. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels on the tensions that have been created by a Franco-German plan to improve competitiveness among the countries that use the euro.
EU Budget Commissioner Janusz Lewandowski says his native country Poland and other Eastern European countries are nervous about proposals made by France and Germany to strengthen financial coordination among the 17 countries sharing the euro. The two biggest euro economies say a new competitiveness pact is needed to restore market confidence with stricter debt limits and a higher retirement age. In an interview with London's The Times newspaper, Lewandowski warns that not involving the non-euro governments in discussions about the common currency could result in what he called a two-speed Europe. Lewandowski recommends creating some kind of a partial affiliation with the eurozone to avoid creating the impression that the door to the internal club might be closed. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Virginia Democratic Senator Jim Webb is expected to retire when his first term's up. In an email announcement today, the former Navy Secretary says he'll return to the private sector. In 2006, Webb defeated Republican incumbent George Allen, who plans to make another run in 2012. Stronger corporate earnings reports and economic data are pushing U.S. stocks up. The S&P 500 index reached levels not seen since the summer of 2008. Nearly three-quarters of the companies in that index reported higher-than-expected profits. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.